Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, July 13th, in the year 1859, William Thomas Shorey was born in Barbados to parents described as a Scottish sugar planter and a West Indian Creole woman, Rosa Frazier. Reports on his life and career as a whaler would laud his dedication to his life's work, coupled with an affable personality as responsible for his great success in this tremendously dangerous line of employment. In 1875, William Shorey was a young man of 16 years, the oldest of 8 children, living on an island where opportunities for employment and financial growth were extremely limited. Like scores of Barbadians before him, he would escape these shores in search of new and possibly rewarding prospects. To this end, he shipped out as a cabin boy on board a ship bound for Boston, Massachusetts, where at the time the whaling industry was a major income earner and employer. Shorey would take to the high seas, embarking on a career in the whaling industry, making his maiden voyage on a whaler in 1876. Researchers have suggested that in the U.S. during this time of segregation, the culture on the whalers was less about race and class and more about a man being accepted for the strength of his skills, mainly for what he could do on that vessel. William Shorey fit right in. He was reportedly very affable and articulate, with a real determination to work his way up, and he was highly successful as a result. To his credit, on his first voyage, he left as a green hand, a low-level position, and returned 3 years later as a boat steerer, a more skilled level of competency. By 1880, 4 years after his maiden voyage, he had become an officer. By the time Shorey got into the field, the whaling industry had passed its heyday, and the men still involved worked for extremely low wages and under harsh, dangerous, strenuous, and tedious conditions. Many lives and fleets were lost over time, and voyages could last for years. However, Shorey continued in this death-defying industry, even though early in his career, he almost lost his life in an encounter with a sperm whale. Later in 1907, he braved the threat to life by 2 typhoons and deadly thick fog in a single voyage. The first typhoon was highly intense and lasted 30 hours, while the second was even more deadly. There was no loss of crew or vessel in either incident, credit to his seamanship. Consequently, he was given the name Black Ahab by his crews, with a reputation of being sure and dependable due to his skill and bravery. He broke the bounds of history in the industry to become a captain and was noted as the only black captain of a whaler on the Pacific West Coast of the United States. As a result, he gained a very high level of respect in the industry and the city of Oakland, California, where he made his home with his wife and 5 children. Today, we celebrate the birth of an ancestral Barbadian of yesteryear, master mariner and captain extraordinaire, who rose to prominence in the Jim Crow United States and whose life was esteemed by the respect he garnered. A street was named in his honor, and his resting place figures prominently in the tours of the city of Oakland, where his memory is highly revered. He was considered one of the most powerful men in the city.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.